The woman best known as the author of Little Women, Louisa May Alcott, wrote many potboilers under pseudonyms to contribute to her family's finances, starting at the age of 15. In 1869, Alcott published Perilous Play, a short story in which a group of young socialites enjoys hashish bonbons. It ends, "Heaven bless hashish if its dreams end like this." At the time, the Ganjawala Company made and marketed maple sugar hashish candy. And in Philadelphia, during the American Centennial Exposition of 1876, the Turkish exhibition included a hookah, and at least one nearby pharmacist sold hashish. In A Modern Mephistopheles, the novel Alcott published anonymously in 1877, a devilish character named Jasper Hellwise slowly seduces the innocent young woman Gladys Canaris with Eastern delights, including his statue collection of Hindu gods and goddesses and mysterious candies that turn out to be hashish. Afterwards, Gladys displayed shining eyes, cheeks that glowed with a deeper rose each hour, and an indescribably blessed expression in a face which was now both brilliant and dreamy. "I feel as if I could do anything tonight," Gladys announces, and she came to them with a swift step, an eager air, as if longing to find some outlet for the strange energy which seemed to thrill every nerve and set her heart beating audibly. Read more about Louisa May Alcott and other cannabis connoisseurs at veryimportantpotheads.com.